Now, if you go into council offices in Addlesden, Dorking or Camberley, you'll discover police officers working there as well. Now, Surrey County Council says it's saved almost £3.5 million by basing staff at other local authorities. Tony Samuels is the Cabinet Member for Assets and Regeneration Programmes, and he's on the programme now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. How are you this wonderful Jubilee weekend?
Goodness me, you sound like you're still in celebratory mood. Did you enjoy it?
It was absolutely fantastic. And wasn't she incredible? 86 years old and still standing at the end.
She was indeed, as was the Duke of Edinburgh as well. And they were both amazing. Let's talk about the story in hand. Why have you decided to take this decision?
This is something that we need to do to save money for all of Surrey taxpayers. So, you know, councils need to make sure every square inch of land they own is put into the best possible use. Now, I'm an ex-businessman and just joined the cabinet a few months ago, and my policy is by housing all the staff under one roof, I think we're providing better services and giving maximum value for money, don't you?
If you're an ex-businessman, then do you look at the councils and think to yourself, well, actually, these are in many cases money-making machines for those who work for them? There are easily options where you can scale back, and is there more to come?
It's something that I can do to make services better and save money. And so I've got a new agenda for the council, yes, to get everyone working together as one team for the benefit of Surrey. So if we're going to continue to provide first-class services to residents while also making savings in this difficult area, we have to work better, even with every other organisation, especially councils, Mark.
All right, so I hear where you're coming from. Is the public sector, and primarily the public sector workers, ready for someone like you, then, who's going to come in and effectively... you know, take away jobs, maybe take away buildings?
No. In fact, the opposite. I mean, there were rumours that we were going to move out of County Hall. No way. We're going to make better use of existing office spaces. For example, County Hall, we're moving staff in.
All right, well, let's pick up on that point, because certainly the future of County Hall in Kingston has come up. The Liberal Democrats want to know if there are any plans for it to go on sale. Let's have a listen to John Orrick, who is their community spokesperson.
I'm not sure that their claim that this building is efficient can be sustained in any meaningful way, because I think it's just so out of date. But there are other areas of property which should be looked at, which should, I believe the expression is sweat your assets, but yes, we can do that. That's fair and that's right. This is a bit of a dinosaur of a building, and I don't think it's ever going to be really fit for purpose.
Now, I actually went to Kingston University and saw that building every day for 3 or 4 years. I mean, is it an outdated building? Is it time for you to actually come into the County of Surrey?
It's time for the Liberal Democrats to actually put forward a policy and a proposal instead of generally trying to rubbish absolutely everything that we're doing. We're making better use of existing office space in County Hall. We're moving 2,000 staff around and about the county to make sure that they're joining and working all Surrey County Council premises, better use of existing office space.
But if you're moving those people around, eventually you're not going to need that huge great building in Kingston, are you?
I disagree. I think we'll make use of everything. And you know what, Mark? Nothing is off the agenda with assets and regeneration. We're looking at everything to make sure that we share premises and use premises to get everyone to work together as a good team. For example, we're joining forces with Hampshire County Council to pool resources to drive costs down on property. And if councils can generate cash through property, it's going to lead to more savings for local taxpayers.
There's been speculation in the press that you might be moving your offices to Farnborough, which again isn't even in the County of Surrey. Is there any truth in that?
I've never heard that one. And again, joint working with Hampshire doesn't mean we're moving things to Hampshire. We're making sure that we give a better service for less money and more efficient taxpayers' money being used.
All right, so you've saved almost £3.5 million by basing staff at other local authorities. What next? Is there more to come? What are we going to see next?
Absolutely. We're looking at providing new areas of savings across the board. We're looking at regenerating areas. So, for example, today we've got the chairman of the Local Government Association, Sir Merrick Coquell, and all the district and borough leaders here at County Hall showing that localism is in action, and they're all discussing with me and with my cabinet members proposals to regenerate and look at other areas of the county where we can maximise our income.
Tony Samuels, thank you for your time this morning. Tony Samuels there is Cabinet Member for Assets and Regeneration Programmes at Surrey County Council, bringing the time to